your blood-bought gift. Today we claim.
Sanctify today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Well, hello, folks. This is quite an exciting day. Yeah. We're going to have to wait to see what Iran is going to do. I mean, our job in this, and Israel's job, was to take out the nuclear program of Iran. Now, does Iran want to go further than that? I mean, is Iran going to somehow attack the United States? There's several ways that they can do it. So that's remaining to see what happens. But that's quite a feat to fly from Missouri all the way over to Iran and precision drop those bombs and then fly back to Missouri nonstop. I think it's 30 hours. That's quite a feat.
That's
all right.
Okay.
Chaplain, 1 second, though. Twizzle said she heard that the missiles came from submarines in the area, not the B-52s. That doesn't sound possible, does it?
No. These are big underground, 300-400 feet underground facilities.
Right.
And, you know, maybe there was an additional bombing. Maybe the submarines maybe fired missiles in their bombing. Maybe it was a joint with the B-2s and the submarines, and submarine missiles maybe destroyed things above ground. But the big ones had to be over
air. Yeah.
It was 300 feet underground in the side of a mountain. That's where those big bombs had to penetrate. And I'm sure that they've done this in practice. I mean, I'm sure the military knew that they could do it. They had to have done it in practice. They're not going to do all this and not knowing
and
whether this is going to be. Yeah, right. So let me open with a word of prayer. Father, I thank you for this time together. Thank you for straightening this mess out here, Lord. So I'm asking for, Lord, it's incredible events are really speeding up. So, Lord, I pray now that we will, we want to make sure tonight that praying according to your word, Lord, which is according, that would be your will. Lord, we thank you. You wanted Iran shut down. They must have been very close to a nuclear weapon, one sort or another, maybe several of them. Oh. And that's one of the reasons that you raised President Trump up, that he would silence this nuclear threat to your covenant people, Israel. So thank you. Now, Lord, we're asking that Iran would just go quietly, Lord, into the sunset, that Iran is not going to be a player in the war from now on, Lord, until Ezekiel 38 and 39, when Persia comes in. So, Lord, I always felt that Iran, because it's so there's so little in prophecy about. All the other countries, Lord, there's a substantial amount of prophecy, but not modern-day Iran. And it may just go quietly now, Lord, or maybe not. They may have missiles left where they could attack bases and all that. I think it's possible they have a dirty bomb. I've been thinking that for quite a while. If they can't fire off a nuclear bomb or a missile with a nuclear bomb, they can get a dirty warhead and blow it up over Tel Aviv. And that would certainly affect, who knows, that could do severe damage for people exposed to radiation like that. But so, Lord, whatever it is, we're trusting you. You are guiding Israel into the tribulation period, Lord. And the tribulation period will end up with Israel recognizing Jesus Christ as their Messiah. That's where all this is heading. And into Christ's second coming and the millennial reign. All, as Romans 11 says, all Israel shall be saved. We thank you and praise you, Lord. I pray that this is a blessed time tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Chaplain John, may I ask a question? Who bombed Iran? Israel or America or both or what?
Well, so far we only know America.
Okay.
All right. The heavy bombers, the B-2s, are in Missouri. So.
Oh. Okay.
So somehow, I think we have 18 heavy bombers, and Trump sent some to Guam, which was a fake. You know, it was a fake out, where the main attack was coming to Iran. So from what I understand, it takes 15 hours to fly from Missouri to Iran and 15 hours back. And they have in-flight refueling. And Trump made a statement that the big one that was really deep underground, that has been completely destroyed. So the object was to stop Iran's nuclear program, which apparently has happened. Now, everything above ground is destroyed. And I think there's two more or three more bases underground that are supposed to be minor players. But I hope tomorrow we take them out too. Anything that's involved with their nuclear program got to be destroyed. So that's where we are. Sister Rita. Now, the thing is, what does Iran have that it can counterattack? Do they have terrorist groups here in the United States? You know, do they have more missiles that they can fire? Because we have bases in Iraq and Syria, and also in Qatar. I don't know what other countries, but there's some countries on the Persian Gulf where we have bases also. So is Iran going to attack, you know, our interests there in the Middle East? So there we are. There we go. But our object was to take out Iran's nuclear program so it's ineffective and they can't make a nuclear bomb to attack anyone, you know, specifically Israel. But we're in the mix also. Theologically, they want to destroy the little Satan, which is Israel. And they want to destroy the big Satan, which is the United States. And what's really interesting is that's how they refer. Israel is the little Satan, and the United States is the big Satan. So right now, the little and big Satan are sitting, well, we've penetrated into Iran. But we're right there, both of us are right there on the border. And it looks like all their terrorism, you know, you funding terrorism for Hezbollah, funding terrorism for Iran, uh, for Hamas funding terrorism for Syria. Syria is broken from them. Funding terrorists for Hamas, funding terrorism for the Houthis. It's all come to an end now. Iran has been it's been reduced to really nothing at this point. So big change from like a year ago, 2 years ago with Iran. They thought that they were on top of the world with Joe Biden. Joe Biden was feeding them billions of dollars, billions. Trump's in presidency about 5 months. And right now, I mean, unless Iran want to pick up from the ashes and get involved with a fight with us, Iran has been crushed. It certainly has been crushed as far as Hamas is concerned, Hezbollah is concerned, Syria has been concerned, the Houthis is concerned. And really, they have militias in Iraq, and they're very quiet now also. Oh, is this Pastor Doe? Hello, Doe?
Yes, John. I was interested in your thoughts about all this and thought I'd call and listen in for a few minutes. We've got something going on here. I want to watch President Trump at 9, but I wanted to jump in a little bit and hear what you had to say.
Yeah, Dove. I mean, I believe, and I've said this before, and I'm sure every one of us believe it, is that the Lord raised up Donald Trump, and for one of the reasons he raised him up was to take care to protect Israel.
I fully agree, of course.
And so Israel was not able to finish off Iran because of the weaponry that took. And Trump really didn't hesitate. And now I think there might be some more bombings needed because there are more sites underground, the nuclear sites underground. But these Ayatollahs now, for the Dove here, I mean, they were the Zionist entity. And the Zionist entity is going to be destroyed, and Allah's
right.
Right. And, you know, the Zionist entity is the little Satan, and the United States is a big Satan, and they're going to be destroyed. And so there it is right now, though.
Well, they positioned Iran to be victims of the Abrahamic curse.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
yeah, I think you're dead on, John, about the proxies. I mean, they really relied on them as a buffer zone, keep the wars on other people's soil, but that buffer zone has been removed.
Right, right. So they're face to face with both the little Satan and the big Satan.
Wow. Yep. If you'd have asked them a year ago if that would happen, they'd have laughed at you, wouldn't they?
Yeah, 2 years. Yeah, don't remember Biden. Biden wouldn't do anything, and Biden was feeding them billions of dollars.
Right. He's the one who was funding the proxies.
Yes, yes. This is crazy.
There was a lot of pro-Iranian ideologues that were in very high positions all across the Biden administration.
I'm sure they're not there with Trump.
No. If they are, he roots them out pretty good, doesn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, I had to get him out of the State Department right away.
Right.
So there we are, though. Now, the rest of this is up to Iran. Does Iran want to get into a dogfight with us and Israel?
Yeah, I think President Trump has positioned a lot of force over there. And if they retaliate, I think he's going to unleash a lot of bad stuff on them.
Well, do you remember, I think it was him, it may have been Hegseth or both, they warned the Houthis that if they were going to unleash hell on them.
Right.
Do you hear anything more? A little bit now and then they shoot a missile at Israel, but do you hear anything more from the Houthis?
You know, John, if you ask me if there's something I wanted to be in this world, a Houthi isn't one of them.
Well, you know, now I mean, they're a big sponsor, Iran. So what do the Houthis have left?
Yeah, a lot of cleanup. That's what they've got right now.
So this must have his Hamas shaken, Hezbollah shaken. I mean, Hezbollah's out there by itself. Hamas is out there by itself.
I was reading an article that now Hamas wants to make a deal for the hostages.
Well, I mean, the ultimate deal for Hamas is the same thing. Give up all your weapons and work for peace, right?
Yeah, I mean, just for them, staying alive would be a gift. And I don't know if that's a gift the Israelis will give them or not for all those hostages, but for them, that would be the gift to be able to live.
All right. Hamas was directly linked, although they're Sunnis, they're directly linked with the Shiites, Iran, right?
Yeah.
Now, Iran is just, it's in the process of being beheaded. So what,
it's true.
If Iran is completely cut off now from Hamas, or Hamas is cut off from Iran, what do they have? What do they have?
Yeah, it's the complexion of things have changed greatly. And how much of that, John, is from a remnant and a network of lovers of Jesus our Lord who have been praying the last year or two, just praying, you know?
Yeah, now see, this is encouraging me, because if this is a big turnaround with Israel, you know, how about that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit we've been praying for here in America?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I want to tell you, John, those things you've been experiencing in Pakistan, I have been standing there physically in the midst of it in India.
That's what I missed, though. Oh, I am absolutely thankful for everything the Lord's done with me.
Sure.
But I'm not there, and it's different. It's different, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, it was, I don't know what the Lord's going to do. I'd like to go back again. I've got to get my health squared away for me to do that. And I'm really glad to be back here with what's going on today with our country, and praying for our country and praying for President Trump and our military and Israel and the Iranian people. But I sure was glad to be over there, John, and I really do. Yes, there's an outpouring there, but there's something the Lord's done with us here to prepare me to go over there and be fruitful, you know? So hallelujah for what the Lord's doing with his remnant here, John.
Yeah, and that's what we have to keep focused on, though, is the remnant.
Right.
You know, if the remnant's got fire in the belly and the remnant is crying out to the Lord, everything will turn out, though, right, you know?
Right.
It's always the remnant.
Right.
Yeah. It's always the remnant.
And that's from that remnant, a real revival can spring forth. That's the economy of heaven, John.
Yes. 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 Yes.
May it be so, John. May it be so. One more time, yeah?
Yeah, one more time, Dove. One more. Because we don't have any time left.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
And I believe, though, I thought about this years ago, and then it when Biden came in, the bottom kind of fell out, but we're back now. And though I believe that the Lord has a score to settle with the woke here in America.
Well, John, you see him really gutting a lot of their power base too, right?
Yes, 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 yes. And I believe
lefty. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. There's a stirring amongst us by looking at what the Democrats, nothing but liars. They open the floodgates, bring in all these migrants, and now they're protecting the criminals, literally protecting a horrible, wicked people, they're protecting, though. It's like hardening us against them.
Well, they're so exposed.
Right. Exactly.
With their rotten, their wrong position, there's no way to turn back from it.
It's like they're on the Titanic. But don't, everything, these aren't average sinners. You know, the average sinner curses, though, when they, I don't know, go to the bar and get drunk or, that's like sins of the flesh. This stuff here with them is there after God's creation.
In Psalm 5, we see there's those people, literally people God hates. And, you know, like where in other places, like where he says, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. There's a special kind of God-hating iniquity there. And in Psalm 5, verse 5, it says, God hates the workers of iniquity. I believe these are the kinds that you're talking about, John.
Yeah, Dove. They're not average sinners. Whatever.
No, they're God-hating.
Right. These are the ones that want to destroy, like, marriage between a man and a woman, mock it, and yeah. And then these are the ones that want to kill all the babies in the womb. And these are the ones that want to, the kids that make it through the womb, they want to get them at, like, kindergarten and groom them for homosexuality and everything else, and then convince little boys that they're really girls or little girls that they're boys. And this is, like, must have been going on in the days of Noah. This is the days of Noah stuff, though.
It's this panic hatred for God.
Yes.
So it's demonstrated by a hatred for everything he loves.
Yes. And it makes Islam look mild. These people make Islam look mild.
Yeah, they're the worst kind of God haters. And the Lord promises in his word to repay them to their face. That's what he says, that he will repay those that hate him to their face. And I believe we're going to see that, Jones.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think that God has something in store. Now, first, a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit would be, you know, tremendous in this. And then at the same time of purging, though, seriously, you could just see it. You can see the way God's moving, you know?
For example, when you saw that crazy congressman attack Kristi Noem while she was speaking, and he ended up with his face on the dirt, on the floor, where he belonged. You don't attack somebody and then keep attacking them, and then wonder why you're on your face with law enforcement, right, John?
Yeah. They don't know.
He wouldn't stop. He wouldn't stop.
They don't know who he is.
Right. He wouldn't stop. And why? Because he has this driving demonic hatred in him. And so what happened? Well, he wound up on his face on the floor. And that's just a little snapshot of what's going to happen with these wicked. They're going to be, I think, like you said, like publicly humiliated like they should be and dealt with government, the way government God raised it up for the purposes for which he raised it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. There's just something here, though, that because nothing's really going their way, that they're getting some court stuff, but slowly but surely Trump is winning in the courts, but there's something I can sense it that,
and I think you're right about the outpouring. Nothing gives the devil a black eye like people in his dark kingdom getting plucked out into righteousness and salvation in great mass.
Yeah, I mean, numbers. someone full of wokeness, and then all of a sudden they're serving the Lord. You know, they repent and
come to
Christ. Yeah.
Right.
So so the Lord, here he is, Trump. The Lord wants Israel protected from the nuclear Iran. And now it's not all over yet. There might be some more things that have to be done, but the bulk of it,
I'm thinking,
you know,
that the Iranians are saying they have hidden away the enriched uranium Now, to what degree they can use it with their places all destroyed, I don't know. So we'll see. It's going to be a real interesting day then, John.
And is that what China came in and took off from an airplane?
It may be. It may be.
Everybody's guessing on that, Sister Kathy, about what China was doing.
Yeah.
But I'll say this. After those two Israeli believers were killed, gunned down in Washington, D.C., I began proclaiming to everyone I could, we are in a new season now. You watch. Everything's going to shake now. And I really believe that gunning those two young Israeli believers down with that pro-terrorist genocidal comment of saying free Palestine, I believe it was a new place of birth pangs that we've entered into now, and I think we're watching that.
Well, Dove, I mean, the war started on the 13th, and that's when they had the big homosexual rally at Tel Aviv. There were hundreds of thousands on the beach.
I think it was canceled as a result.
Say that again, Dove.
My understanding is it was canceled as a result.
No.
Or maybe.
No.
Then it was the Jerusalem march.
No. What happened was it was the big march on Friday, but then on Saturday they had something else, and they canceled Saturday. But Friday, even if they canceled it, though, the big march they had was on Friday, and then that's when Israel had attacked Iran, and Iran was countering with all these, most of the missiles that made it through were hitting Tel Aviv. All the homosexuals had gathered.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want to live in Tel Aviv right now. I wouldn't want to live there.
And Dove, there's been no flights out. All those homosexuals are in air. They're in air raid shelters in the basement of the hotels.
Pretty wild, huh?
Yeah. So when we look at those, the timing of it, like October 7th, that they had that big Buddha and they were worshiping the earth and all, right in the land of Israel. Yeah. And you could see those little planes flying over, right?
Oh,
you could see the Buddha, and then the video in the distance, you see the judgment coming.
That's right.
And now, the same day as the homosexual, now the whole week was for the homosexual event, but Friday was the big march on Friday. And that's the day that Israel attacked Iran. And then Iran retaliated and the missiles were getting through. Some of them were getting through to hit Israel, Tel Aviv.
Yeah, I'd want to be a homosexual in Tel Aviv today, about like I'd want to be a Houthi. Okay, I'm going to run now. I'm going to get ready to watch President Trump.
Yeah, 9 o'clock. Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's a couple minutes. Yeah, I'll get it on and we'll all watch it here. But hold.
Okay. All right. Bless you guys.
Dove, I wanted to pray. Yeah, Dove.
Okay.
Are you there? Father, we have Pastor Dove before you in the awesome name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we're praying for his back to be perfectly in line, Lord. Perfectly. No pressure on that nerve, Lord, that sends that pain down the leg and all that. Psychiatric. I was going to say this, that sciatic nerve. So, Lord, that we're speaking peace to him, Lord, peace. And then the knee had flared up, and we're speaking the pain to dissolve away in Jesus' name. What's ever causing that inflammation to dissolve in Jesus' name, Lord, and that he'll be free, Lord, and that, Lord, that you can get him back quickly to India, Lord, and back there and expand on what he did now. Lord, we thank you for the report of the great things that happened then. in India. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother John. God bless you all.
Okay.
All right, shalom, shalom.
I'm going to switch over to see if we can get, well, I know we can do it. Let's see. We'll go to Fox
Trump,
News.
Who sent our men and women tonight to once and for all destroy Iran's.
Into those, they would have dropped them sequentially. The first 30,000-pound bomb would have cleared the way, would have gone down at least 200 feet, exploded, removed Earth, and then the second and third would have gone in. And that is why I think the president said with confidence tonight that Fordo is gone. But I've also been speaking to other sources, Sean, who tell me that Isfahan, the underground enrichment site at Isfahan, was in fact a harder target than Fordo. A lot of talk about Fordo in recent days. But again, all part of this operation has been a great deal of deception. So all eyes on Fordo and the B-2 bombers. But at Isfahan and Isfahan and Natanz, we understand, based on your conversation with the president, that 30 Tomahawk missiles were fired from those submarines. It's not clear whether one or more were used, but 30 Tomahawks targeted Isfahan and Natanz. And I'm told that Isfahan was, in fact, the hardest of the three sites. And in terms of what kind of submarine was used, I'm told from well-placed sources that it was likely a converted Ohio-class guided missile sub. So that would be like the USS Florida or USS Georgia, as Lucas first reported earlier this evening, Sean.
Let me ask you, Jennifer,
there you go, Sister Mary.
I mean, obviously, this phase of this military operation has been a complete success, as you are describing. I am told that the Pentagon, the Defense Department, the president, everyone on his team have gamed out any and every possibility of any retaliation of the Iranians, and that part two of this mission is already in play, and that is to protect every American asset in the region. Have you heard the same?
Absolutely, Sean. These war plans have been honed for the last 20 years, and they are honed very frequently. And part of the most important part of this, the first night of strikes against Iran's nuclear program, were always going to be the easiest. They are technically very challenging in terms of the complicated refueling of these B-2s that fly all the way from the United States. But that is actually the easy part, as we have described, especially since the Israelis had helped with getting air superiority over with the last 10 days of bombing of those air defense systems in Iran. But now comes the hard part. Now comes the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, which has, you know, they have a navy that can essentially plant mines in the Strait of Hormuz. We heard there was an explosion earlier tonight at Bandar Abbas, where an Iranian navy vessel had been blown up. At first, they thought that it was the Israelis, but then the Israelis denied it was them. I would bet, Sean, that there are U.S. Navy SEALs and others right now preparing for a counterstrike. Certainly, yeah. The U.S. took many, many precautions. There is nobody at the American embassy in Iraq right now. All of the ships at the Fifth Fleet, based in Bahrain, have been moved out to sea, Sean.
All right. We really appreciate it. We'll come back to you, Jennifer Griffin, at the Pentagon tonight. We appreciate you being with us. If you are just joining us, we're going to bring you up to speed with all that's going on. It's 10 o'clock on the East Coast, 7 o'clock on the West Coast. And if you are just joining us, three nuclear facilities inside of Iran have been struck. And according to President Trump, it looks like Fordo, that was the site that was buried deep in a mountain. That was the most difficult site that Israel needed help with, is completely gone tonight, with six bunker buster bombs being used in that case to take out those sites. On the other two sites where the Israelis had taken out about 75% of their nuclear capability, enrichment capability, the president used and authorized the use of Tomahawk missiles, and they were fired from about 400 miles away from U.S. submarines. All missions seem to be a complete success. This phase of the mission seems to be a complete success. But we go back to Trey Yangst. He's in Israel tonight with the latest information there. Obviously, like the United States has gamed out any possible retaliation, so too have the Israelis, I am sure, Trey.
Yes, Sean, absolutely. Right now, Israel is bracing for the possibility that Iran responds to these American strikes targeting the country's nuclear facilities. We're also tonight getting the first reaction from Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He released a lengthy statement praising President Trump for these strikes. He says, quote, "Tonight, President Trump and the U.S. acted with a lot of strength. President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel, thank you. The forces of civilization, thank you. God bless America, God bless Israel, and God bless our unshakable alliance." Sean?
I'll come right back to you, but first, let's go to the White House.
Thank you very much.
This is a Fox News alert. Here's the president.
A short time ago, the U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on the three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and Esfahan. Everybody heard those names for years as they built this horribly destructive enterprise. Our objective was the destruction of Iran's nuclear enrichment capacity and a stop to the nuclear threat posed by the world's number one state sponsor of terror. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. That was their specialty. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, Qasem Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. I want to thank and congratulate Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu. We worked as a team like perhaps no team has ever worked before. And we've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they've done. And most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots who flew those magnificent machines tonight and all of the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope that's so. I also want to congratulate the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dan Rosenkane, spectacular general, and all of the brilliant military minds involved in this attack. With all of that being said, this cannot continue. There will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran far greater than we have witnessed over the last 8 days. Remember, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all, by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision, speed, and skill. Most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There has never been a military that could do what took place just a little while ago. Tomorrow, General Kane, Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth, will have a press conference at 8 a.m. at the Pentagon. And I want to just thank everybody, and in particular, God. I want to just say we love you, God, and we love our great military. Protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel, and God bless America. Thank you very much. Thank you.
President Trump at the White House with Vice President Vance, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, and Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth. The president went on in a statement Very powerful statement, ending with him thanking God and the United States military. He praised the military of Israel, the military of the United States, said hopefully we will no longer need their services. He also said, and he had stated this many times going back to 2011, that the number one state sponsor of terror cannot have nuclear weapons. And tonight, that threat has been removed. A spectacular success, completely, totally obliterated the nuclear capability of Iran. And they worked as a team, meaning Israel and the U.S., like no other team before. And the president says, again, hopefully the military, that option will no longer be necessary. That choice will lie with whatever remaining leadership we have in Iran as of tonight. We don't know the answer to that. A lot of top military leaders have been taken out. Reports today that three other top Iranian Revolutionary Guard generals had been taken out. And one included one of the organizers of what happened on October 7, 2023 in Israel. President Trump just addressing the nation. We go back to Trey Yangst. He is in Israel tonight. I would expect as we head into dawn that Prime Minister Netanyahu will be addressing his nation probably in the early morning hours.
Yeah, Sean, absolutely. We're witnessing a historic moment in the Middle East right now that has a real chance to change the status quo for the region. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has just released his first remarks following the American strikes against Iranian nuclear facilities. He says tonight, President Trump and the U.S. acted with a lot of strength. President Trump, I thank you. The people of Israel, thank you. He goes on to talk about the close coordination between the Americans and the Israelis. But we just heard from President Trump there speaking at the White House, and he made clear what he has effectively done, Sean, is taken away Iran's leverage in any sort of conversations moving forward. Because remember, Iran had two key levers to pull. They had their ballistic missile program that has been largely decimated by Israeli strikes, and they had their nuclear program that has been largely decimated by American strikes. And tonight, the region is in a new place. There is a new path forward, and President Trump is giving the Iranians yet another chance to step back from what would be more American strikes and Israeli strikes targeting what's left of IRGC leadership and what's left of the political leadership inside Iran. Now, I spoke tonight with an Israeli security source asking what the mood was like in the security echelon here in Israel. That source said everyone is just repeating, God bless America, God bless President Trump. They described this as euphoria and historic for these officials, saying there is a sense of relief. Remember, the Israelis largely considered Iran as the big war that they would face. The past 9 days have been incredibly difficult for the Israeli people as they've come under ballistic missile fire following the launch of this Israeli operation against those nuclear sites and against top nuclear scientists inside of Iran. But tonight, the region has changed. The nuclear sites have been largely destroyed, according to President Trump. There still is a minor threat of ballistic missile fire, but we understand that tonight Israel remains on high alert. They are entering into a new state of emergency, changing the home front command guidelines for the civilian population here of more than 9 million people, trying to limit public gatherings tomorrow, canceling workplaces and schools, understanding that Iran may decide to respond. But again, the latest information, Sean, that we have here tonight, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reacting to these American strikes that targeted Iranian nuclear facilities, Isfahan, Natanz, and Fordo, the places that the Iranians were enriching uranium, trying to get closer to weapons-grade material that they would then use in a nuclear bomb. President Trump announcing tonight from the White House, those sites have been destroyed, and Iran no longer has the leverage that they had just 24 hours ago going into any future conversations with the Americans or the Europeans across the world. Sean?
All right, Trey Yangst in Israel tonight. We'll get back to you. I want to go back to President Trump. He just made a statement. He addressed the nation a short time ago. The U.S. military carried out massive precision strikes on three key nuclear facilities in the Iranian regime, Fordo, Natanz, and he went on to describe in great detail what happened. Everybody heard those names for years, and he also did mention as Farhon, the third site that was hit. Both Farhon and Natanz were hit with Tomahawk missiles from a U.S. submarine some 400 miles away. Fordo, that was the one that was buried deep inside the mountain. That was hit with not one, not two, but six bunker buster bombs. Conventional thinking leading into tonight, if tonight were to occur, was that we would only need two. He was able to assure the nation tonight that the strikes were a spectacular military success and that Iran's nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. And Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks would be greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying, and by the way, they were saying it on Friday, death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people, blowing off their arms, blowing off their legs with roadside bombs. I went over that in the last hour. All the incidences, and I didn't even list them all, of all the Americans that have been killed because of Iranian military activity. That was their specialty, he went on. We lost over 1,000 people, and hundreds of thousands throughout the Middle East and around the world have died as a direct result of their hate. In particular, so many were killed by their general, General Soleimani. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen. It will not continue. And then he congratulated Prime Minister Netanyahu and how they worked as a team, perhaps like no other team has ever worked before. We've gone a long way to erasing this horrible threat to Israel. I want to thank the Israeli military for the wonderful job they have done. Most importantly, I want to congratulate the great American patriots, those that flew those magnificent machines tonight, and all the United States military on an operation the likes of which the world has not seen in many, many decades. Hopefully, we will no longer need their services in this capacity. I hope so. And then he went on to congratulate all of the people involved. And he said, this cannot continue. There will either be peace or there will be great tragedy for Iran, far greater than we have witnessed over the last 2 days. And he said, there are many targets left. Tonight's was the most difficult of them all by far, and perhaps the most lethal. But if peace does not come quickly, we will go after those other targets with precision and speed and skill. And most of them can be taken out in a matter of minutes. There's no military in the world that could have done what we did tonight, not even close. There's never been a military that could do what took place a little while ago. And he went on to thank everybody and ended with thanking God. And I want to say this. We love you, God. We love our great military. Please protect them. God bless the Middle East. God bless Israel. God bless America. And with that said, we know Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. We got his first remarks as well. President Trump and I often say peace through strength. First comes strength, then comes peace. And tonight, President Trump and the United States acted with a lot of strength. And that, the first, I'm sure, of what will be another statement that we expect sometime tomorrow from the Prime Minister of Israel. Joining us now, Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullins is with us. Senator, there is no doubt we are watching history tonight. There is no doubt that
right.
I agree with the president. This is one of the most skilled, important, imperative peacekeeping, peace through strength keeping operations in the last 40 years. And certainly the reign of terror in Iran, whether they know it or not, is coming to a quick end. They will decide their own fate. So far, they have rejected any and all opportunity for peace. We'll see what happens in the days to come. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Sean, there's a lot to unpack here, and I completely agree. Peace through strength is what President Trump has been talking about from day one. I can tell you every one of our allies in that region is extremely thankful, and those that aren't our allies in that region are extremely thankful. All of our enemies around the world are extremely fearful right now. I think you pointed out earlier, North Korea is, let me tell you, they're the back of the hair just stood up on their neck. You have China that's paying attention. You have Putin that's paying attention. They understand that we can deliver when we need to, and we can destroy things and targets that threaten the United States. Now, keep in mind that this regime, since 1979, has killed over 1,000 American either civilians or service members. And just since 2023, I mean, in 2023 and 2024, they attacked us multiple times underneath Biden because Biden was considered weak, all because of the Afghan disastrous withdrawal, and they continued to attack us. President Trump had to reset, and once we got eyes on the program, and what I mean by eyes on the program, underneath the Biden administration, they were not giving us direct information. Even in March, when they were doing the handoff, we were not getting direct information of what was actually going on in Iran. Keep in mind, the Biden administration was trying to appease them. They were trying to say, hey, nothing to look at, why they gave them billions of dollars from the taxpayers of the United States. And what President Trump did is he made this a priority because 10 years ago, when he came down the escalators in New York, he said that there was no way Iran could ever have a nuclear weapon. And he has made that a priority in this administration. Once we got eyes on and saw how big of a threat Iran actually was, it became a point of urgency. And President Trump just put the exclamation on it and said, you're done bullying us and chanting death to America.
Let me ask you, Senator, he said in his Truth Social post, and by the way, you were talking about the Iranian attacks on Americans and or their proxy attacks on Americans, and we're scrolling that now for our audience.
That's right.
He said in his there will be either peace or there will be tragedy for Iran. He said, you should have listened because he gave them 60 days. Both he and Steve Witkoff, his Mideast special envoy, Secretary of State Rubio, everybody went all in to give them the opportunity to give up their nuclear ambition. They were told directly what the consequences would be. Now tonight, they're living out those consequences. The next phase of this, which I know from all of my sources, the next phase of this is already in action, and that is the president is protecting our assets in the region. We already know that there are Iranian terror cells that Biden, Harris, and Mayorkas allowed in the country. So we've got to be on super vigilant alert here on the homeland. Of course, you know, Tom Homan and Kristi Noem, and everybody's trying to get rid of them. But phase two is already underway, and that is to protect our assets, give the Iranians an opportunity for peace once again. You know, he gave an opportunity to them 2 days ago, and yesterday they said no, no negotiations. I would imagine that probably moved up the timeline from 14 days to two.
Well, Sean, also President Trump during his speech gave a warning shot to him, basically saying, hey, listen, this is your time for peace. If you choose not to, we have other targets already located, and we will deliver. And by the way, we already hit the hardest ones, so you know that we can take out your easiest ones. It was a warning shot. And I want people to understand, those that are talking about the war powers, I mean, you heard Chad talk about the reporter that you visited about earlier, talked about the war powers and how AOC, who really gives a flip what AOC is saying, and some others are talking about impeachment because we should come to Congress first. Underneath Article 2, it has been debated and been put into court multiple times on what exactly the length of war powers have with the president having to come to Congress before he committed troops. We didn't commit necessarily troops here, but it also goes on to say, according to court rulings, that if we are attacked, the commander in chief, not the president of the United States at the time, but now he becomes commander in chief, has the authority and the ability to protect Americans home and abroad if we feel threatened or attacked, including our assets. There is no question Iran has threatened us, and there is no question they have attacked us. This is well within the president's authority to be able to do just exactly what he's doing. He's keeping America safe. And by the way, President Trump is the president of peace. He wants peace more than anybody, but at the same time, he believes in peace through strength, and deterrence is the best way to keep peace.
Well, I think we showed tonight that, once again, the policy of peace through strength works, but they were given every opportunity.
That's right.
And they'll be given another opportunity. if the Iranians are foolish enough to try to retaliate, it is obvious that part two of this operation, part one, is an unmitigated historic success. And I believe this military effort, like a lot of the military effort efforts of the Israelis, will be studied probably for the next 100 years. So too will this president and his team. They have gamed out every possible scenario whereby the Iranians, if they are foolish, might try to go after Americans or American assets. If they do that, I mean, as the president said, the hard targets are gone. They could wipe out their economy with one shot at their refineries that are clustered very close together. They can take out their entire electric grid. And I think there's going to be a lot of ramifications, and that'll settle out over time. My hope is, and my belief is, I'd not be surprised if a lot of countries in the region don't sign on to the Abraham Accords as a result of all of this. I would imagine all of the Gulf states will. I wouldn't be surprised if the Jordanians eventually did and the Egyptians did. I mean, this could hopefully, maybe, perhaps, without the threat of a nuclear-armed Iran, you know, usher in an era of real peace in that region that has been craving it and hungering for it for such a long time. I've got to hope that that might be a possibility. And you're right. I think every one of America's geopolitical foes, they're watching closely tonight the military might of the United States and also the will of President Donald J. Trump. And they are taking notes tonight.
Hey, and Sean, I completely agree. Let me talk about a couple of things. The Iranian people, I believe, actually love America. And I do mean that. Before the Ayatollah came into power in 1979, we had a very good relationship with Iran.
Well, I think we've covered enough what happened. And I think the remaining time we can break into prayer and cover this in prayer. So we've got, where is Sister Sharon? There she is.
Yeah, Sister, I'm here.
Sister Sharon, just give us a quick update on the, because Friday's the big treatment day, and I know I heard something earlier, but I didn't hear the whole thing. So how did the treatment go today?
Oh, okay. Well, what they did was they turned me the other way, you know, instead of, you know, me having my face going one way, I had it going the other way, and she was able to really get in there and debride an area which she felt needed to be debrided and stuff. So it got done, and, you know, pain-wise, I'm coping with that, and I'm just thankful that I have people that helped me take care of myself, and I was able to get this treatment done.
Okay, so you seem to be very happy with this new like nurse, right?
Yes. She's a wound care specialist, like the other one was, and stuff. But she's younger. She's not in quite the hurry that the other one was, and stuff. And you know, she's very, very smart in what she's doing.
Okay. All right. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this good report from Sister Sharon. Lord, I think the other wound care nurse was very good also. I think it was a blessing. But this nurse here, I think, is taking this to a new level. And that may it speed up the healing process. And that that whole wound will be closed, Lord, and healed. So we thank you for the good report. And then, Lord, always, I mean, after those treatments, nerves are raw, and it stirs them up, Lord, this pain. So I'm asking now that Sister Sharon, that pain will subside, completely subside, Lord. And that her body will be at peace. It will be at peace. And that wound is going to heal, accelerate now in healing. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Okay. Well, I picked up something at the end, the very end of Trump's speech. Sister Kathy, did you pick up about him saying, God, it's either, I think he said, God, I love you, or I love you,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. Yes, I love you, God.
Yeah, and then he kind of like caught himself. And, mm-hmm. you know, but I like that. I like when he said that, Sister Sharon, like Kathy.
Yeah, it was very special.
Yeah. So,
and boy, he ought to.
It's obvious. It's beyond obvious that the Lord has raised him up to have Israel's back in this. Now, who knows what's going to come up in the future? I know what the prophetic word says. This isn't going to be, you know, peace for 20-year type thing. There's much more coming. There could be a revolution in Jordan and in Egypt, and Israel could be fighting for its life, in a very short time. But the Lord has placed President Trump in that position, protected him through all of those legal cases and the assassination attempts and all of that for a time such as this. Amen, Sister Kathy?
Yes, sir, and boy, are we so thankful. God has answered prayers, and like you said, we got so much more to pray.
I can't, the Ayatollahs in Iran, I can't see, you know, and hold on, let me catch myself here. President Trump is using language that I'm picking up on, and he's demanding their surrender. He doesn't really, I don't think he really needs to say that, but he's saying it because they need to be crushed. And the whole world has to see them being crushed, especially the Islamic world, because they're hooked with the Mahdi coming and world war, world conquering, killing all the Jews, taking Jerusalem. I mean, that's their goal. That's why the use of nuclear weapons is so so important to them, being able to use nuclear weapons. But he's talking to them about surrendering.
Yeah.
And that is that's really something, Sister Kathy. I mean, these are Shiite Muslims, and they're going to conquer the world. The Mahdi is going to come and work with them, and they're going to kill all the Jews, take Jerusalem, make it a caliphate. They're going to destroy the great Satan, America. And now they're told to surrender? Wow. Wow.
Yeah, he's kind of closing the door on any other option, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Interesting, too.
And it's something like, with Truman after the two nuclear bombs fell on Japan. You know, he wanted the immediate and complete surrender of the Japanese Empire.
Right. And they were talking about that just a couple of days ago, about Japan and the nuclear bombs. So.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Well, we're going to enter. I want comments from everyone, and then we're going to have some nice prayer and thanksgiving, because this isn't over yet. I mean, these Ayatollahs may decide to throw everything they have left. I don't know if they'll do it to us, but certainly Israel, you know. So we'll see how this goes. I would be surprised if they said, I think you're going to have to kill them all, Sister Kathy. I don't think that they're going to. It's like the Japanese. A whole bunch of their generals committed suicide rather than surrender to the American army at the end. It was too disgraceful.
Yeah.
Admirals.
Well, that's, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, if they want to kill themselves here and go to be with their Allah, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll accept that.
Get their 70 raisins.
So. All right. Paula Jean, any comment about all of this?
Well, I anticipated it, and I think his timing was good.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely praying like crazy for us and them, Israel.
Amen. Okay. And I love to hear that. Benjamin Netanyahu saying, you know, God bless Israel, God bless President Trump, and God yes. bless the United States of America. You know, that's really touching. All right. Well, this probably is Gigi and Randy. Hello?
I mean, we've been sort of expecting this, but I don't know. It's funny. I'm having these feelings. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it just kind of makes me remember that when I was a little girl talking to my grandmother about the war and hearing things over the radio and my parents kind of thing. I don't know, it was kind of an odd feeling. Like, I don't know, because we didn't get the same kind of news coverage like we do now during, during the other wars. It's hard for me to explain. It's just this feeling about it really, you can really recognize how evil it is and how only God could do that.
Right. Right. So the one thing very interesting in this is how strategic it is. Like in the big scheme of things, a minutia of the Israelis have been killed. Now, you know, it gets a lot of publicity about Tel Aviv being hit, Haifa being hit, and a couple hundred are wounded and dozens are dead. And then the same thing really in Iran. Israel's focused on military targets and, you know, I don't know how many citizens have been killed and all. So as far as that goes, it's minuscule, the loss of life, but it's all strategic this year now. And yeah. Israel is destroying the strength of Iran, and Iran's not touching Israel. Iran is defenseless. So the Israeli Air Force has a free rein, and then the United States comes in and takes out these, like, almost indestructible bunkers there, hundreds of feet under the ground. It's strange. It's like surrealistic. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, I think that's what I'm feeling, that the kind of there was another, I don't know who it was, some leadership of Hamas, and it was pinpointed, and they took him out with a small drone, like in an apartment building, something like that. But it's incredible. It's kind of scary in a way, but the way that they can target things.
Yes. And how does Israel get that information? They said today Israel took out three generals and the Revolutionary Guard there. How did they? I mean, it's a huge country. It's big. I guess it's big as Texas or bigger than Texas. So how do you identify three generals like that? And, oh, by the way, we took them out. We sent what do they call those drones? Hellfire? Is that what it is? Hellfire drone? And took them out.
I don't know.
How are they getting that inside information?
I think that, you know, no one is talking about it, but I mean, there are satellites all over the place, you know? And so I don't know if that's possible, but I don't know. It's very odd. I'm just grateful that we're not going to be here. That's all I can say. I just can't imagine. I mean, even what they did with the pagers and the cell phones.
Right.
Incredible. That has to be that God is helping them.
Well, that fake phone call.
What was that? A fake phone call?
Yeah, they set up a fake phone call that supposedly was from the Revolutionary Guard, and said, "You all have to meet in this one place at this particular time." They got all these Revolutionary Guard guys in there, and then they bombed it.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
So all right.
John?
Yes, Brother Rick.
John, it's going to really be interesting to see what the Democrats do with this, because if they've got any sense, they'll applaud it. But they're so disingenuous, it'll be interesting to see, because, you know, the latest poll that was done showed that about 70% of the people were in favor of the U.S. going in. And that was about 70% of Republicans, Democrats, and independents. So if they have any sense, the Democrats will applaud this, but they're so crazy, they'll come up with something.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with you in that, Randy. Then they side with Iran, not the United States, that element in the Democrat Party. All right, then we have Rita here. Hello, Sister Rita.
Hello, Chaplain John. I am just so grateful for President Trump, I believe the Lord has given us President Trump, and I'm just so grateful that this Iranian nuclear threat is no longer a threat to us or to Israel. So I'm just grateful to the Lord God for all his blessings.
Amen. I think that's the way we all think. Amen. All right. Amen. And Sharon, I talked to you, but not about this. How are you? What's your take on everything?
Okay. Well, it just all reminds me of what we listened to and heard about.
And the Iranian people.
Go ahead. I'm trying to clear my screen. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sister Sharon.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes. I'm trying to clear my screen. That's all.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it reminds me of when we were little kids, and we just kind of knew all of this beforehand of what was going to go on and what is going on right now, and especially like if we knew the Bible and studied the Bible. And, you know, for that reason, I'm not particularly scared. You know, I mean, there's nothing that we can do about it anyway. And so why fear it? What we need to do is go and pray and bring others to Jesus right now while we still can.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. And then we have Eve here. Hello, Eve.
Hello, Chaplain John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And what's your take on everything?
Oh, my goodness. It was a surprise in a way. And like, you know what, some people know, but the Christians know. At the time, you know, we don't know when it will be. Who knows what Iran is going to do, but I believe we did the right thing. And I know we will be blessed because I have it's called RSBN, Right Side Broadcasting Network. I don't know if anybody else does. But I first heard the news on there because it came up on my cell phone that the U.S., has bombed three nuclear bomb sites in Iran, and I went to my husband's room and I told him about it, and then we've been watching the news kind of since it's happened, and I think it's good, I think it's right, and a lot of the people that have left their texts on the Right Side Broadcasting, there's a lot of people on there saying good for us, good for the United States, and how we will be blessed because we did what's good and right in God. God loves Israel. Of course, they're the apple of his eye, and now we are because of Jesus. And God said he would protect those, and he said he would protect Israel. You know, that's his first chosen. So I am very grateful, and need to be strengthened in our Lord when our inner man strengthening. I say inner man because some our flesh can get in the way at times, but we don't have to let that flesh get out of hand, or our emotions too, because, you know, we have to keep our eyeballs on God, not what we think or say, not our opinions again. But it's very detrimental. And as I was watching that on my cell phone, I saw you on a program from Texas, and it's called Watch Now or something like
Watch
that.
Watch Therefore, yeah, with Pastor Doe, yes.
Is that Pastor Doe? I didn't know who it was. I just saw you. I go, that looks like Chaplain John. And I'm listening to my cell phone, and then I'm seeing a man on like the bigger screen, and I said, that looks like Chaplain John. I said, but he doesn't got his glasses on. Then you put your glasses on for a second, and then that is Chaplain John. And I turned the volume up. I caught the ending of it. I caught the ending of of that program. So I'm like, oh, and it's during what just happened in. It just happened to. I guess it must have been a pre-recording.
We recorded that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and it's just happens that you're. And I believe I forgot that man's name that was on there besides Pastor Dove. I forgot the other man.
There was no one else on but us two.
What's his hopeful name?
What? Say it again?
You said it was Pastor Dove, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a different name up there. Maybe I recorded it. I don't know. But anyways, I just saw you on there, and I heard you talking about Israel and stuff, and the like last 10 minutes of it, like kind of 5 to 10 minutes of it. So I just wanted to let you know that too, and how amazing these things are unfolding before our eyes, and I saw you on there. It was kind of funny because I just didn't recognize you without your glasses.
Well, thank you, Sister Eve.
Yes, and there was so many texts, just quite a few praising God on what had happened, and we got to stand. So God give us His strength, to fight the good fight of faith.
Amen.
I like that.
All right, speaking the good fight of faith. We have Patty here. Hello, Patty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good morning to you.
Yeah. It's now almost 10:45 in the morning.
Yeah, you're up early, Patty.
Yeah, it's very hot here in the Netherlands. You know, I cannot sleep well.
Oh, all right. So we're just talking about...
Patty. Hi, yes. Patty.
Good morning. Good evening.
Good morning. I just have to say hello.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well,
you know, it's like everything what the prophet Kim Clement was prophesying, everything is coming out. This man is now almost dead for 2016, and all the prophecies that he was telling in 2008, 2012, 2018, all the prophecies, they're now coming to pass. And he was telling about Iran, you know, that they will be crushed and that Benjamin Netanyahu must do whatever he have to do. Yeah, it's amazing. And I heard it just a couple of, 45 minutes ago that Trump have bombed 3 nuclear depots, you know. It's amazing. It's really amazing.
Amen. Amen. All right. So, Patty, hold on. Paula Jean, yeah. Patty's here if you'd like to say hello. Kathy's here, Patty. Kathy, if you'd like to say hello to Patty.
Good morning, Sister Kathy.
Amen. Bless you, and tell Melanie hey from all of us, and we really, really appreciate you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you all.
Yes, sir.
All right, and then Gigi and Randy are here if you want to say hello, Gigi, to Patty.
They're falling asleep.
Yeah. Paula Jean, are you back? Hello, Paula Jean. All right. Rita is here. Sister Rita, if you'd like to say hello.
Hello, Paula. And may the Lord God bless you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And also for you.
Thank you.
You know, it's really amazing what happened today, you know. So it's very happy that Trump is really the you know, what Kim Clement was telling, that he is really is the David from our time now.
Wow. All right, Sharon, if you say hello to, you want to say hello to Patty?
Yeah. Hi, Brother Patty. It's nice to hear your voice.
Hello, Sister Sharon.
And I pray you and Melanie are having a good time right now and are feeling safe and got food in your stomach and a nice place to put your head down at night.
Yeah, you know, it's now for 2 days, it's now 31 degrees here.
Jordan, and it's very hot. Can you call Daddy and please just say good night?
Go ahead, Patty.
You know, you know, the heat here is very strange, you know, in other countries. And here it's very pressing.
Yeah.
And I don't like it at all. I'm not made by for heat, so.
Well, Sharon, I invited Patty to come here in the end of August, here to Houston.
Wow.
I'm only
if you're
kidding.
Air conditioning.
Sharon, I'm only kidding.
Oh, I mean,
that's the worst here at in the end of August to come to Houston.
That's what I was thinking, too. Sorry that I missed saying hello to you, Patty. God bless you.
Oh, no problem. No problem. No problem. No problem. How are you doing there, sister?
Oh, I am saying thank you every day, Patty. I turned 80, and when I turned 80, all of a sudden, I knew I'd had a birthday. And so now every day is a special day for me. And regardless of what's going on, even when I need his help drastically, I just say, thank you, Lord, for being there with me. And he gets me through.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, but we definitely love having you as part of our group. And we consider you, I'm sure everybody else does too, in our prayers, because you're very special to us.
I really appreciate it. Really appreciate it.
All right. And the last one here is Gigi. Are you there by any chance?
Yes, I am. And greetings, Patty. God bless you. Nice to hear your voice.
God bless you too.
But I will tell you where we are in Arizona.
Yeah.
It was 43 degrees Celsius today.
Ooh, then I'm going to die. I really don't like that.
Yes. Well, anyway, I just want to give praise and thanks for your ministry and for what is going on in the world today, and that we have such a great God and a Savior.
Oh, amen. Amen to that. Amen to that.
And I pray also that I've heard that before too, that we may have sleeper cells here. And so we are praying, Lord, for protection. Protection for our military, protection for all of the people in our government that are working to do the right things. And we just want to lift you up, Lord. We want to praise you. Thank you that we have a president that said he loved you. And we know that you loved him or he wouldn't be alive today. And so we just want to thank you. That was a miracle. What happened to this man was a miracle. And We just thank you and we praise you that you are coming soon. And we are looking forward to you ruling the nations with a rod of iron. That will be the day. And we are looking forward to the dwelling place that you are preparing for us. And we pray over Patty and his ministry and his family and where he's living and everything that he puts his hand to, Lord. We pray a blessing and multiplication of everything that's happening. And we just want to thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Okay, Patty, you're welcome to stay. Oh, look at the time. We're ready to close. Wow. Went really fast. Father.
Chaplain John?
Yes.
This is Sister Eva again. I just want to, that was Gigi that was just praying?
Yes.
I just want to agree with that prayer because, yes, I am so grateful. And I think that's just like, you know, it's like she said, it is God's hands over President Trump and our nation and how all this is unfolding. And I am so very grateful to God. And it's like miracles because like none of us thought that he would even become president in 2016. And now again, I thank God and continue that God will help us. And thank you, Gigi, for praying. And again, I just want to thank God for you, Chaplain John, because I know you love God and your ministry too, for healing the brokenhearted and for, and for, I say Patty Mack. I don't know why, but I thank God.
Who's his
for
last
you,
name? His last name is Mick Henschmengel. Mick Henschmengel. So we call him Patty Mack. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just stuck on. But I want to thank God for your ministries and your love for Christ. And this is amazing. It's history making. I mean, in God's eyes.
Look at.
And
That's how
you're. Hold on, I'm talking. Okay, see if I. And I just want to say, that was Jordan. And I just want to thank you both again for your love in Christ and thank God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit. But thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you so much, Lord. We're like living history now. It's like, you know, it's history right in front of our eyes. We're like living alive during it. So we thank you, Lord. And Lord, we ask for the complete crushing of these Ayatollahs in Iran, the complete crushing of Shiite Islam, Lord, and their goals for world conquest, to kill the Saturday people first and then the Sunday people. That's what they talk about. They want to kill all the Jews and destroy Israel and take Jerusalem, make it a caliphate. I pray all those plans are naught, Lord, that Iran is going to be powerless, Lord, as a result of this, a non-entity until they team up there in Ezekiel 38 and 39 with Russia. So thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for sparing President Trump and all the things you protected him from. And you have a calling on his life, Lord. And I pray for the total fulfillment of that calling, that no weapon formed against him will prosper, that the weapons that Satan has in store for President Trump, we declare they're null and void. He can't be removed from office because he's not United's in my mind. You're anointed, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And Lord, I'm praying. We're watching awesome things with Israel, Lord. We want to see that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that great outpouring of the Holy Spirit would take place here, Lord. And we would see a mighty, mighty outpouring, Lord. And President Trump may trigger things, Lord, that he'd repent, Lord. He'd call the nation. Hopefully, he would call the nation to repentance. And that would bless, that would be a great blessing, and you'd hear it, Lord, and send a great outpouring. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. What a marvelous day, Lord. Just was, Lord, I had a wonderful time at My Shalom this morning, and then had wonderful prayer, Lord. I prayed for someone actually it's the second time. The first time I prayed for him with post-traumatic stress disorder, Lord, and he was healed. He was given testimony what the Lord did. And today, Lord, bad family situation. So I prayed for him for that healing of the family situation. So we thank you, Lord. We praise you for everything. Everything. Bless President Trump, Lord. Thank you for the military was able to do this, Lord. Incredible. 15-hour flight there and 15 hours back. Drop those precision bombs, Lord. No one was hurt. On our end, Lord, no one in the military was hurt. Amazing. Amazing. So, Lord, I pray for a blessed day tomorrow. And we praise you and thank you now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 And we'll focus on Patty. Lord, in closing, I'm asking for you take Patty to a new level in the ministry you've called them into, Lord, for healing, for people's healings, Lord. And that he'll pray with greater authority. He'll grow stronger in you, Lord. You'll take him to new levels. And that we thank you for Patty now. So bless him, bless everything he does, bless his family, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen.
Okay, everyone.
John?
Yes, yes, Gigi.
I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but Randy said this day should have a name.
June 21st.
Yeah, we know it's June 21st. This is the longest
We've been
day.
Here on October 7th, October 7th, October 7th. It's time to start saying June the 21st.
Okay. I like it.
So okay.
You holler, Randy, you holler. You holler. Randy, you holler October 7th, and I'll holler June 21st.
And December the 7th.
December the 7th. And don't forget May 21st.
That's right.
All right.
Amen.
God bless everybody now. Shalom.
Oh God of burning, cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift